Sorry to bother you with that.
Good morning, brethren. Glad to see so many smiling faces. We'd just like to mention one thing before I forget. If any of you got cell phones and you happen to have them on, would you please turn them off or else put them on vibrate? Sometimes we forget that and we don't want to have any disturbance, but we haven't been fortunate. Thank you, friends. Let's open this morning service with the use of our theme hymn, number 238. 238. When you're the chairman the last day of the convention, everybody decides to send you the greetings and tell you, would you read it from us? So I've got a number of things to read, so I'm going to do that before we have our Bethel service for us. Love from the following brethren, Brother Dan and Sister Kathy Beard and Sister Beth Dano from the Philippines. We're told that the brethren want to make special love that she sent love to this convention after the testimony. Also love from the Puget Sound Bible students and also Wenatchee Bible students. And the following, Sister Joy Blackman, Sister Betty Yan, Brother Don and Bill Ostrander, and Sister Stephanie Towers. I told you I got a list. Christian love from Brother Don Ryan and the Ithaca, New York Ecclesia. Sister Anita, Brother Don's sister also. Sister Melissa Oltz, Brother Don's daughter. And Brother Roy Pascal. And Jim McClugan and Sister Molly Heidelbach. We had love from Molly through Brother Ed yesterday, and it's always nice to hear from Sister Molly. All right, let's see. I've got a few more. We have love and greetings from the New York convention. They voted at their convention to send love to this convention. We didn't. I don't think we did that, but I think it was in return in that regard. And also in regard to Sister Florence Naminsky's service, it came through a email at the end of the day, and this is what we have. It's at the Kuiper Funeral Home, K-U-I-P-E-R, 9039 Kleiman Road in Highland, Indiana. The visitation is Thursday, 9-6, from 4 p.m. To 8 p.m. On Thursday, and the funeral service is on Friday at 10 a.m. So that any more information you can get it from. That's all we have, and we don't have the more complete information. Now, let's see, did I? All right, let's go into our Bethel service. Sorry, sometimes you just have to get these done or you'll never get it remembered. Our Bethel service this morning, we're going to have Brother Darren Hankey read the morning resolve. Brother Dan Trinner will read the Bow unto the Lord, and Brother Porter Smith will read the manna text. In that order, please, brethren. It's up here on the morning resolve.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gathering my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth and the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in the great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and of dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the cases of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
The Daily Heavenly Manna for September the 2nd. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 1:22. Knowledge is to be highly esteemed in the church and to be regarded as an evidence of progress, of growth. For none can grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in grace, unless he grows also in knowledge. We properly esteem most highly those whose love for the Lord and for his truth has evidence by zeal in the study of his word, and whose favor with God is evidenced by their being guided more and more into the deep things of God. Nevertheless, as in the earthly family we love and care for the babes and immature, so also in the household of faith the little ones and the dwarfs are to be cared for and loved and helped, that they may grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Thank you, brethren. We appreciated that. We have a number of announcements and to do it at this time. We're not going to have much opportunity because of the panel. And if you bear with me for a few minutes, we'll read some of these that are in front of me. Reminder of the brethren that are staying at this facility. If you are returning home today, you need to check out by noon after the conclusion of the panel discussion. It'd be best if you had done it even earlier. Please remember to sign the comfort cards for the brethren that are ill or isolated. The table is located in the hallway to your left as you exit the rear door. If you know someone that needs would appreciate receiving a card, please notify Sister Pearl Owens. Also, the drinking water and free literature and books are available for the taking on the table in the hallway to your left. As been mentioned, now not many of you would know these. Restroom facilities are located down the end of the hall. Exit this hall at the rear door and follow the hallway to your right. The restroom's on the right next to the Lyle boardroom. And we ask the brethren to refrain from using the front doors of this hall unless there's an emergency. And any brethren that need a place to rest, you're also to see Sister Ruth Chesney in that regard. Brethren also staying at this facility, please see Sister Rachel Bushless to pay for your room. Any expenses other than lodging are your personal responsibility at checkout time. Brethren desiring to cassette tapes of this convention, see myself and any of the talks that you'd want to hear. And then finally, Brother Brian Kutcher will be making copies of the convention available on DVD, VHS tape, and high-resolution MP3 files. And so you can see Brother Brian at the if you need any of those following. Well, I think I've finally managed to get through all the announcements. If I didn't, I'm sorry. I'll try to remember any more that I could have missed. Let's now ask Brother Ted Martin to come forth and ask a blessing on the service that is to follow.
Our holy and righteous Father, hallowed be thy holy name. We come to thee with thankfulness for the many blessings thou showers upon us. We thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son, through whom we have access to thee, that we might approach thee and give thee our thanks and praise for all the multitude of thy blessings to us. We seek thy blessing this day upon our thoughts and words, that we might edify one another by what we say, and we pray for thy special blessing to be upon this panel as they discuss a matter that will help us to draw closer to thee, to appreciate more thy love and mercy toward us. We remember our brethren that are apart from us, and especially we remember Brother David Nemiski and his family, and pray that thou will be a strength and a comfort to them in this ordeal that they are about to go through. We continue to look to thee for all of our wants and needs, and we commit this day to thy care, asking these blessings and giving thee our thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, brother.